As we approach the exciting Yontav of Purim, I'd like to share with you a fascinating story recorded in Medrash Rabbah. Rabbi Kiva Yoshev and Doirish, Rabbi Kiva was giving a lecture and his students were dozing off. I guess not much has changed in the last 1,000 years. Bikish La'iran, he wanted to arouse them from their slumber. So he said, "How was Esther Malka Zoicha to rule over 127 countries? Tovei Esther, let Esther, descendant of Sarah, who lived 127 years, v'simloich, and she will rule over 127 provinces. This is obviously a very cryptic statement. What's the connection here? What's the Mida Keneged Mida? It seems like two random incidents that are each coincidentally 127. What does Sarah's 127 years have to do with Esther's 127 countries? So the Chiddush HaRim offers a beautiful insight in explaining the connection of 127. He says, Rabbi Kiva was relaying a very powerful message to his students, a lesson of how precious every moment is. He explains, if you do the math, each year of Sarah's life granted Esther one country. Each month was equivalent to one city. Every week gave Esther one town. Every day, one neighborhood. Every hour, one row of houses. Rabbi Kiva's statement awakened the students from their sleep because it taught them to utilize each minute of life to its fullest. In essence, Rabbi Kiva told the students, since every day and every hour and every minute is so valuable, had Sarah Aminu squandered just a few hours here and a few days there, her descendant Esther would not have ruled over 127 countries. Sarah used her 127 years to their full potential. Every moment was purposeful and meaningful. Every year of achievement built yet another province, another domain which her descendant Esther would inherit. Rabbi Kiva was implying that by nodding off during the shir and wasting valuable time, you don't know what you're forfeiting down the road. In November of 2018, a video clip went viral as Rabbi Zev Lev, originally a Rav of Miami and now a Rav of Moshe Matasio in Eretz Yisrael, sitting in a stadium in England during a soccer match between the local team and the Israeli national soccer team. He was in Scotland to visit his married daughter and grandchildren. It was the last night of his stay and his grandchildren wanted to spend time with him. Rabbi Lev's son-in-law, Rabbi Yossi Badenham, works as a campus rabbi helping draw young Jews closer and remain connected to Yiddishkeit. On that night, his son-in-law and his daughter were accompanying a group of Jewish students from Scotland to the soccer game, and Rabbi Lev and his Rebbetzin went along to support them in their exceptional care of work that they do. A group of people from the Frum community and the Rav of the local shul were also attending the game, and it was a source of Jewish pride to be supporting the Israeli national team. But Rabbi Lev didn't want to waste any time, so he brought along a sefer, and he continued learning during the game. Half hour into the match, the Israeli national team scores the first goal of the game. And the announcer on TV says, Israel has just taken a 1-0 lead. And the crowd and all those supporting the Israeli team are cheering and screaming and going crazy. Then the camera pans to Rabbi Lev, the only person in the stadium still sitting in his seat, oblivious to his surroundings, lost in his world of Torah. I think he missed the goal, said the announcer. Must be a good read. It sure was. It was a Gemara, Talmud Yerushalmi. For Rabbi Lev, every second, every word of Torah is precious. And this brings to mind an incredible thought from the Alter of Kelim, one of the prime students of Yisrael Salanter. The Alter said, it would be worth it for Hashem to create the entire universe and cause it to exist for 6,000 years just so that one Jew would say Baruch Hu V'Rach Shemoy one time throughout their lifetime. However, he said, 1,000 Baruch Hu V'Rach Shemoys is not equivalent to one Amen. One Amen that a Yid utters is so much more powerful. Nevertheless, 1,000 Amens is not equal to one Amen Yehei Shmei Rabbah. So if you're doing the math now, one Amen Yehei Shmei Rabbah is equivalent to 1 billion Baruch Hu V'Rach Shemoys, for which it would be worth it for Hashem to create the entire universe for. Yet, 1,000 Amen Yehei Shmei Rabbahs are not equal to one single word of Torah learned by one Jew. Think about that the next time you want to miss your shir, or turning on the radio in your car instead of a shir. Every second of our time is so valuable and so precious. We can't even begin to fathom the power and the potency of 5 minutes of Torah. How many worlds are we building? How many universes? How many galaxies are we creating? How many blessings are we generating for ourselves and our families? Rabbi Kiva understood the value of time. and was imparting this timeless message to his students, to utilize every moment of life we are given. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.